State legislators are entering the third week of this year's first special session without any foreseeable plan to settle the outstanding issues in advance of adjourning. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Legislators and staff began the weekend in an upbeat mood as rumors spread around the Capitol that the Senate Finance Committee would hold substantial hearings on several of the items that remain open. There was also a plan being discussed among House and Senate leaders that would close the two remaining issues in the operating budget. However, by Saturday evening, hope faded as all meetings had been canceled and nothing new was put on the calendar until today's schedule takes over. Resolving the differences in the operating budget hangs on whether the Coastal Management Program will still be open for business next year and whether any money will be needed. Members are also looking for a way to provide an increase in local school district funding. The capital budget still contains the biggest problem, as the Senate firmly insists and the House just as firmly rejects some $400 million in energy-related projects be considered as a package, meaning the governor would not be able to use his line item veto on the plan. Neither the House nor Senate Finance Committees have actually held hearings on any of the bills, so members can begin to learn about and sort through the issues that are keeping them apart. The special session can last 30 days if necessary. The only requirement is that the House and Senate must call themselves into floor sessions every 3 days. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.